Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Like most of other presenters, I don't have any conflict of interest to disclose, but I really like to disclose the appreciations I have for the advancements that have been made in HIV/AIDS field, because this morning, for instance, I attended a session which was dealing with the IDUs with mental health issues, and now we have another session that deals with mental health issues in HIV patients. So it shows that there's a big advancement that has been made in this area, and the acknowledgement that mental health issues are a problem with HIV/AIDS patients. Myself, I'm coming from a different angle. Further appreciation on HIV/AIDS is the medical breakthroughs that were made in mid-90s, where now patients are living longer with the disease. But although we appreciate that, and it's something that we receive with thanksgiving or by appreciating the medical field, but still we have some challenges faced by the patients who are living longer with the disease. And before I move on with my presentation, I'd like to acknowledge some people who have been part of this study, and they're coming from different states, Maryland, Florida, and Kentucky. Two of my colleagues are here, Dr. Lati and Shalini. So I appreciate your efforts and your contribution in the study. Next time I'll ask to be the first presenter because most of my background is covered already. Anyway, the first part of background is about the mental health issue and HIV/AIDS, and as we've heard from most of the presenters here, that the disorders are highly prevalent in the HIV/AIDS population. And in most populations, we find that more than half of the population have some sort of mental health disorders. And depression, as was discussed earlier, is the most diagnosed disorder in the population. And in terms of mortality, we've also seen that mental health illness is related to fast progression to death in HIV/AIDS patients. And unfortunately, some of these effects are exhibited even in the post-heart era, which means despite of having breakthroughs in making the patients live longer, but still mental health illness for some reason is affecting the livelihood of the patients. And I think we have heard more and more and more that IDUs are the ones who are affected by mental health conditions among persons affected by HIV/AIDS. In terms of service use, over 50% of the HIV population for most studies, and some go up to 60%, have used some sort of mental health services. And because of some challenges that have been faced, especially from the medical field, the providers, the way they treat the conditions, and the way we don't have specialty care in this area, the services are associated with high cost among HIV patients, because it's something which is extra, especially if it's not diagnosed and not treated well by specialists in that area. And racial differences have been observed in terms of service use, and also the access factors that we normally study, including income, geographic access, and other things that are related to access affecting more minorities compared to majority in the populations. And now coming to the issue of longer duration of AIDS, as I said, this is a major achievement in dealing with this population. But now, because they are living longer, they're experiencing some other things which are challenging to their health, to their quality of life, and the way they use services. And we have a lot of chronic conditions which were not there before, but now they are being manifested in these populations because they are living longer, and because of age and because of the factors associated with the medication they're using and other things that are coming into play for these populations, we see that we have a number of chronic conditions that are now common among people with HIV/AIDS, and also mental illness is one of the conditions that are coming up to be chronic among the patients as they live longer with the disease. And because of the past history of restricted access to services, some of these conditions, especially the mental conditions, become so severe by the time they're diagnosed. So It leads to poor outcomes, and it leads to a lot of other things that are not satisfactory compared to other general population, as compared to population with HIV/AIDS. And studies are still being carried out, but we don't have firm conclusions yet. But there is a notion that mental health is responsible for longer lives. That is, once the conditions are detected early and treated properly, then they could be partially responsible for longer lives that we see among people with the AIDS. So that means we really need to take care of mental health conditions in this population, whether they're just getting the disease or they've lived longer with the disease. And also mortality is high, cost of care is high, and also length of stay in hospitals and care in general is intense for HIV/AIDS patients with mental health conditions compared to those with no conditions. Further, we have changing patterns now because we have conditions that have not been treated well during the early phases of this disease. And now, when patients live longer, the manifestations become so severe. And the cost of treatment also is intense, so it's costly, and also it needs specialty care, which is not available in most cases for HIV/AIDS patients. And also, I want to note that there's emerging disorders. Not that they are not there, but there are some mental health disorders which are now becoming more prevalent, apart from depression that we had before. So there's a need for healthcare providers and policymakers to go deeper than the traditional mental health conditions that have been known for this population, like depression and maybe in general serious mental illness. So in my study, I've tried to break down, as we'll see, mental health condition into some subgroups that have not been traditionally being looked at in population of HIV/AIDS, but I thought they'll be important as people live longer with the disease. We know that HIV/AIDS individuals are faced with stigma, first because of the disease itself. Now, when you add on mental health conditions, and the mental health conditions that are now chronic as they live longer, I think there are some new forms of stigma that are faced by this population. And if we don't find good ways of addressing the problem, then the achievement that we have of making the patients live longer may not be beneficial to the patient and to the general population as well if we don't address some of the issues that are coming up. And also there should be a way of looking at the racial challenges, which have been seen throughout the history of the epidemic, and also age challenges, because now we have people who are young and are getting the disease, they will live longer with the disease. And there are people who are older and they've been living longer with the disease. So there could be some age differences that need to be looked at when people are living longer with the disease. And all this will form a new way of coping mechanism that has to be studied clearly, especially for people who are living longer with HIV. So coming down to the objectives, first of all, I want to describe mental health service use that is associated with the duration of AIDS. And as I said before, we want to look at different mental health groups and how are they affecting use of the services. And for this particular study, we are looking at outpatient services. And also, this study will give a way of demonstrating the impact of AIDS duration, that now we are getting into a new phase of the disease where duration of the disease has to be taken into account when you're looking at service use and other conditions that are associated with the disease. So we have to have new policies for providers, resource availability, meaning that the resources should be in line with what conditions are seen as people live longer with the disease. And also specialty care or optimal care should be emphasized so that our patients can receive the care that is necessary and important for their conditions. The data is coming from the VA, from the Immunology Case Registry, which is now known as the Clinical Case Registry. It's a national level database because it registers all the patients who are receiving health services in the VA facilities. Each state has a local ICR, and they report all the information to the national database, which is in California. And that national level database has more than 50,000 patients with HIV/AIDS who are receiving different type of services. The study included black and white male veterans who have history of using the combination of drugs for treating HIV/AIDS. It excludes women because of their small number, but it doesn't mean that we don't take care of what happens with the women. My colleague here yesterday took this group of women in the data set and analyzed some of the factors associated with the challenges that are faced by women as a group. So maybe next year we may have a new data that shows the minority groups in this data set besides blacks to see what kind of variations we have as well. The data is coming from the utilization of services in 2003, and we included only those people who had a clinical diagnosis of AIDS. And we used outpatient services, as I said before. We calculated the month after diagnosis of AIDS as our measure of duration of AIDS in month. And because there is no standard classification of measuring the length of AIDS, we used the median cutoff point in the data. And we came up with 6 years as the median point. And over 50% of the patients survived beyond the median cutoff point. And the conditions were identified by ICD-9 codes, serious mental illness, which included depression, short-lived and long-term disorders, stress and adjustment disorders, anxiety and sexual disorder. And we made sure that outpatient codes and type of visits were clearly indicated so that we come up with only outpatient services and for the conditions that are indicated. And we had some demographics that we used, trying to go faster because of time. And service use was assessed as the number of visits for mental health services. And besides other analytical procedures, the regression that we fitted for this data was negative binomial regression because we are looking at the number of times people went for mental health services. And we used IRRs, or incidence rate ratios, to predict the number of times people went for mental health services. This is the demographic composition of the population. Most of these were differences that were significant. And I can see here, for duration of AIDS, the people who were beyond the median time with AIDS for blacks were 54%, and for whites were 52%. We also looked at the presence of AIDS-defining illnesses, and there was low prevalence in both populations. And the risk factor, we had only three: IDU, MSM, and heterosexual. And the differences there were also significant, the way they distributed. And then we fitted the number of visits. This is unadjusted by race and duration of AIDS. So you can see that for all the visits, when they are combined, there's no difference by race or duration of AIDS. Same for serious mental illness. But when it comes to these two disorders here, stress and adjustment disorders, you can see that there's a difference in race. Blacks had more visits than whites. And for duration of AIDS, those who lived longer with the disease had more visits than those who had a shorter time with the disease. And anxiety and sexual disorders, there was no racial difference, but the difference occurred with the duration of AIDS, showing that those who lived longer with AIDS had more visits compared to those who had lived shorter with the disease. And the multivariate regression here is based on negative binomial regression. We have low CD count compared to high CD count. And you can see for those who have low CD4 count, they had more visits for anxiety and sexual disorders. Having AIDS-defining illnesses was associated with overall visits and visits for serious mental illness. Living longer with the disease didn't have any impact on overall visits or visits for serious mental illness, but you can see a visit for anxiety and sexual disorders were higher for people who had longer time with AIDS. And also, a remarkable result is here that those who ended up dying during the year where they received services, the ones who had visits for anxiety and sexual disorder had more visits for anxiety and sexual disorders, and visits for stress and adjustment disorder, but not for serious mental illness. So let me just rush here on my conclusions. This is coming from the graphs that I have, but the implications, I can just quickly run to them. Duration of AIDS influence service use for mental health conditions, and there is a need to classify the conditions into even small or disorders that were not regularly being used to classify mental health issues in this population. And on the side of provider and support groups, we should improve care delivery and also to investigate some issues that are related with the duration of AIDS, because it's a new manifestation in this group. And also we need to monitor mental health issues in IDUs for cost-saving potentials. And lastly, I'll just say that because we use the VA data, some of the differences may not be seen because the system is basically used as an equal access system. And the other thing that I'd like to mention here is this data is based on outpatient visits, but it's important to see the relationship between outpatient and inpatient visits. That's something that we are going to do to see if there's any relationship. And the analysis suggests maybe we are now entering a new era where the life that people live with AIDS have impact on some of the outcomes. Thank you.
Do we have any quick questions before we move on?
So when you're talking about duration of AIDS, you're talking about anyone diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, not specifically an AIDS diagnosis, is that correct?
You're asking if the duration is about HIV or AIDS diagnosis. For this particular study, we are talking about AIDS diagnosis. But if you look at the HIV in the data, there are some people who have lived with the disease almost for 20 years with HIV. But we just categorize it by AIDS, non-AIDS, I mean within AIDS, so that we can measure what kind of mental illnesses come after AIDS diagnosis.
Is it very quick?
I was wondering if you could comment quickly on the association between anxiety and sexual disorders and mortality. It's an interesting point like that.
Yeah, you're asking about anxiety and sexual disorders and mortality. Yeah, it's an interesting relationship, and I think because of the challenges that people face with this disease, because you have longer life with the disease, but you still have it, and you have to go through all these issues of having medications every day. So it creates, I think, a different set of attitudes for the patients. Like you have to comply with the medications, and you have to follow up everything that comes up with you. And on top of that, I think mental health conditions themselves put people in a different cause of the disease. So I believe it's an issue that can be looked at as an end-of-life issue for people with HIV/AIDS, with anxiety and sexual disorders. So maybe it's a new analysis that is needed over there, but it's something that we found to be very strong in the relationship.